You're tuned into the Lawn and Garden Hour of the Rosie on the House Show. Get expert advice on any plant, irrigation, or landscape question you have by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, I guess I should probably mention one of the main reasons we are in Prescott this week. It's the YCCA Home Show going on at Tim's Toyota Center. If you're in Yavapai County, Dewey, Camp Verde, Paulden, Chino Valley, Prescott, Prescott Valley, or maybe even Skull Valley, Potato Patch, and you have projects you want done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you're just not sure where to start, or maybe it's a brand new home and you're not sure what you need to fix up, but it's kind of time to get rid of that old green shag carpet. Head on over to Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley.
They put on a great show.
Yes, they do. In studio with us, also, we have the man with two first names, Rob, inventor of the Aquafeeder. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Pleasure. A little background history. Last fall at the Yavapai Fairgrounds, he had a little display out, and I walked past it. And it was, we were getting ready to plant our fall garden, and I said, that's brilliant. That's simple, and it's brilliant. Go ahead and give us a little tutorial.
Well, the Aquafeeder is basically a gravity flow watering system that waters at the root level using hydraulic pressure of the ground. Once the system is installed at 4 to 6 inches below ground, you turn the water on. The ground saturates, and the hydraulic pressure just causes the system to operate. There's no batteries or electric to worry about. It just feeds it as it needs it.
People here is talking constantly about water deep, water deep, water deep. How long is watering deep? You got to leave your drip system on longer, but less often. You need to get your sacrificial probe, which is a Phillips head screwdriver, works great, yeah. Or a flathead screwdriver, a big long one, and you press it down there. This eliminates the need for that.
Pretty much. Once the ground's saturated, you don't have to worry about trying to get past that layer of caliche. It's already down there beyond that and into the root system. And it's actually saves you water compared to most drip systems because the hydraulic pressure will only accept a certain amount of water. It doesn't go, there's no evaporation. There's less bugs because they're not attracted to the water on top of the ground, the roots.
You don't have to guess and calculate your emitter per drip line. You know, 6 minutes an hour, so you turn on for 3 hours, 18 gallons.
Correct.
And then you go and do your testing and find out that was way too much, so you got to wait for it to dry out and come back. This, you don't have to guess because the dirt does the work for you.
Right. It's nature, basically. Except the amount of water that it wants. And there's kind of a misconception that you need to dry the roots out. And it's kind of like planting a tree next to a river. Okay, those roots are going to locate that water, and they're going to go for it. They're not going to, go away from it.
And they're not going to grow into the stream either.
No, not. They're just going to. When you top down water. I was just asked if you can apply fertilizer into the system. And yes, you can. As long as it's a clear fertilizer, you can add it to the system on a periodic basis, and it'll go right to the roots. It doesn't have to go through the soil.
You wouldn't put a granular application on top. So you would put a liquid fertilizer into the tank.
Right. And you could get right to the roots. You don't have to worry about it, not getting to it.
And this product, the retail cost, if someone's setting up, let's say, they're putting in a few raised planters in a small backyard, 30 square feet a piece. What's the setup cost?
30 feet a piece. You're roughly looking at about $39.95 for the system. It does come with 50 feet of soaker line, 50 feet or 25 feet of solid with tees and connectors, and you can get really creative with how you set this thing up. As long as you're using, because it is gravity flow, you have to be equal to or on a downhill slope. So You can learn a lot more at my website, aquafeederinc.com.
AquafeederInc.com. That's aquafeederinc.com. You hook it up to the hose. You run your line out to your root systems. You turn on your hose and basically wait for your fruit. Pick your weeds and wait for your vegetables.
We're also going to be in General Ace Hardware in Chino Valley. We're going to be carrying it there. And at Mortimer's, too.
We'll be. Yeah. And,
wonderful. At aquafeederinc.com. Let's see if we can sneak Brad in real quick, who's calling in about his lawn. Welcome to the program. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning, folks. Hey, I live up in the North Valley, and I have a Bermuda grass lawn. That's kind of a late start, been busy. So at this point, I just want to know, should I just mow it, scalp it, fertilize it, or just scalp it and fertilize it, or mow it? Like it to look like a golf course, but it's just regular grass. Secondly, is there any benefit to having a real type mower versus the regular rotary mower, a regular mower?
Okay, great questions. I'm not sure we'll get all those answered, but the simplest one, when you're selecting mowers, do you like the reel or do you like the rotary?
You know, I don't think it really matters either way. I use a rotary most of the time, mower's a mower. You just want to make sure those blades are nice and sharp so they're getting a good clean cut on your grass and going to help protect it and keep it growing good.
We'll answer the rest of your questions along with James, Samuel, and Michael right after this.